At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor, saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we begin, you may notice it's just me kicking off this episode, but please do not fear. Olivia is actually on a camping trip with her family for the Labor Day weekend, but before she left, she did put a story together for us, and we're going to be getting into that here shortly. So Olivia will be joining us with her case here in just a little bit. But again, if you're listening to this on the day that it's released, it is Labor Day. So just wanted to say, hope y'all are having a great 3-day weekend. Hope it's been filled with lots of time with friends and family, and you got something good on the grill and maybe a nice cold adult drink there as well. So again, hope you are having a great one. And thank you if you're listening to this on the holiday. Thanks for letting us be part of your holiday celebration. You know, that's always the best thing for us about this podcast is we get to join you when you do things in your life. So if you're driving to work or hanging out with friends or, you know, cleaning the house, it's just awesome that we get to be a part of that. So again, just want to say thank you so much for letting us be part of your holiday. And with that, you know, again, Olivia is not here with me, so I don't really have anybody to kind of chit chat with. So we're going to quit the Gabby Gabby. We'll get right into the Stabby Stabby. I'm going to throw it over to Olivia to break down this week's case for us.
On February 4th, 2010, the McStay family disappeared from their home in Fallbrook, California. Joseph ran a water fountain business and Summer was a real estate agent. They had two children together, 4-year-old Gianni and 3-year-old Joseph Jr. The morning of the 4th was a normal day for the family. Summer spoke with her sister in the morning. Joseph left early in the day to meet with his business partner, Charles Merritt. The last notice exchanges were text messages between Joseph and Summer between 5 p.m. and 5:47 p.m. A family member grew worried, and 6 days later, the San Diego police conducted a wellness check, but there was no answer. Nothing appeared out of place and no signs of a struggle. This was not good enough for Joseph's brother, Michael. He broke into the home through an unlocked window. When he entered, what he saw was disturbing, but in a different way. It appeared as if the family had just vanished into thin air. The dogs were home in the yard. Eggs were left out on the counter. Bowls filled with popcorn in the living area. They left home as if time had just stopped. Initially, investigators suspected the McStays had gone to Mexico. Their car was found near the border, and Summer had searched on the internet about Mexico and learning Spanish. And there was a potential sighting of the family crossing into Mexico on February 8th of 2010. Now fast forward to April 2013. San Diego police decided that the family must have left home on their own will and closed the case. But now fast forward to November of 2013. The McStays family's bodies were found in the Mojave Desert. Their remains were in two graves. Summer, Joseph, and Gianni were killed by blunt force trauma to the head. And Joseph Jr.'s cause of death couldn't be determined, but there was an extension cord around his neck. He suffered a broken leg and multiple broken ribs. This case was not only reopened, but was now a homicide case. Investigators identified several potential suspects. The first being Summer's ex-boyfriend, who months earlier had emailed her, "I'd love her forever." Another was Joseph's ex-wife's husband, who had been known for his violent threats in the past. other witnesses mentioned the tension they had noticed between Summer and Joseph recently. Charles Merritt, Joseph's business partner, was interviewed several times. He was a focal point in the media, and he made claims that Summer had been poisoning Joseph. He said that Joseph would complain of extreme fatigue and suffered from a strange illness. He also told reporters that Summer had an explosive temper, and he reiterated marital issues between the couple. Investigators then focused more closely on Merritt himself. Initially, they observed that he referred to Joseph and Summer McStay in the past tense, even early in the investigation. And by November 2014, a year after the McStay's family bodies were discovered in the desert, Merritt was arrested. His DNA was detected on the steering wheel and gear shift of the car. This led to the charges of their murder. The investigation would find that Charles Merritt was no true friend of Joseph's. He had a gambling problem and owed Joseph $42,000. They showed where Merritt accessed Joseph's books and issued himself multiple checks for thousands of dollars, and even backdated one to February 4th, 2010. This is the day that the McStays went missing. Cell phone records place Merritt near the McStays' gravesite in the desert. And in June of 2019, Charles Merritt was found guilty of the murder of Joseph, Summer, Gianni, and Joseph Jr. McStay. In 2020, he was sentenced to multiple life sentences. So that's this week's case.
And Olivia, thank you for breaking down that case for us. So let's go ahead and get into it and we can talk initial thoughts. So for me as a parent, which I know that I say that a lot on this podcast, but I have to filter it through the lens in which I live. But as a parent, this story is just absolutely heartbreaking. You know, to think that you would have a business partner, somebody that you trust enough to invest in, and let alone to find out that they've been stealing from you and taking money out of, you know, your pocket and out of the mouths of your family and things like that. But to know that this person would go as far as to murder you, your wife, and your young children is absolutely terrifying. You know, I just really do think it speaks to the fact that there are literal monsters out there who, you know, money just is put over human life time after time is what I've found doing this podcast. You know, it's people do terrible things in hopes of getting a little bit of money, you know. And the other thing with this as well is it doesn't really sound like Joseph, you know, was really trying to come down that hard on Charles Merritt. You know, he knew that he had taken money and was just like, pay me back, you know. But to think that this family lost their lives and their two young children lost their lives in such a brutal way over money is just absolutely devastating. And, you know, something happening to my family is one of my biggest fears. So this one really does, you know, kind of hit hard for me. So if I was going to put this on the deadbolt test, I would probably put this about a 9, and that is just because the idea of something happening to my child is terrifying. It's truly unsettling. You know, makes my stomach hurt just thinking about it. It's one of those things that is, it really is one of those deep-seated fears. So for me, I would definitely put this at a 9. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of the McStay family fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Please reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to spend some time with you, get to know you. You know, again, it's all about fostering community here. And the Facebook group is a great way that we do that. And we would love to have you be a part of that. So if you're interested in joining the Facebook group, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. And again, normally this is the part where we talk about the Patreon. Again, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks if you do want to support the show. But you know, for some reason, whenever we do these kind of cases where it involves, you know, parents and children and especially young children, I just like to put it out there as a reminder, like make sure that you're hugging your kids. You know, nothing is promised. Time is not guaranteed. And unfortunately, we live in a world where anything can happen at any time. And so it is super important, at least to me, that the people in your life that you love know that you love them. So, you know, if you're listening to this and your kids in the other room playing or something like that, like pause it, go give them a big hug, tell them that you love them. You know, if it's your wife, your husband, whatever, you know, just let the people know who are important to you that they are. So, again, you know, I'll get off my soapbox, but it's just, I think these cases are a really good reminder that you know, we only get so much time with people, and we need to make sure that we're making the most out of it. So that's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Olivia will be back with me, I promise. But until then, don't forget to check those locks. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.